I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. Within the ranching community, Alan Savory is a polarizing figure. His supporters adore him, claiming his grazing method, known as holistic management, will revive the world's quickly degrading grasslands. Holistic grazing involves keeping cattle in tight packs, using their hooves to make soil more able to soak up rainfall. But this method has been lambasted by rangeland scientists, who call it unsupported, unscientific, and inconsistent. Harvest Public Media reporter Luke Runyon spoke with Savory at a conference in Boulder, Colorado.
If Savory's name sounds familiar, that's because he gained a new following from a TED Talk that went viral earlier this year. Here's a clip from that talk.
I can think of almost nothing that offers more hope for our planet, for your children, and their children, and all of humanity. Thank you.
One big claim from his talk was that his grazing method could restore grasslands, which could in turn act as sinks to reduce carbon in the atmosphere. A pretty large claim.
It is a big claim, and in that TED talk, I said we've got no option now as scientists, as climatologists, but to do the unthinkable and to use livestock. Now, no scientist in his right mind or her right mind will make a dogmatic statement like that because they're going to lose credibility. And I don't fear losing credibility because we've been doing it for 50 years, roughly.
The problem is, many of the world's grasslands are in danger of becoming hard-packed deserts. Savory and I talked about the benefits to tightly herded packs of cattle moved quickly to mimic wild herds. He says hoof movement on the soil allows it to retain more rainfall.
So where we are running many more livestock now, getting these results, it's only because we're making the available rainfall more effective. And that just simply means that we're getting the rain that falls on the ground to soak in more, run off less, but to remain in the soil and leave the soil through the vegetation or to underground water.
Savory says there are pitfalls to conventional grazing methods, like ranchers relying too heavily on memory.
People say, well, how long should I keep them in a paddock? Well, I don't know. The planning will dictate that. But you just follow these steps in order, and they build upon one another. So everything that you can conceive of is in there. And each of these questions that people tend to start with, I just say, relax. As we go through this, it'll happen. The biggest problem is to get them to do it.
Alan Savory is a climate activist who promotes an innovative grazing practice called holistic management. Reporter Luke Runyon spoke to Savory in Boulder, Colorado. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.